have 9:01 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state, we are very thankful for the safety of everyone throughout our county and our employees. We have had an emergency meeting on January 21st, 2024, around the 10 o'clock hour, with a proposed delayed opening for the courthouse, and we did follow through with that. And then we met again also on January 22nd, 2024, around the noon hour to end up closing the courthouse for the whole day. So this morning we will be addressing the January 22nd, 2024 agenda. We will amend that for January 23rd, 2024. Is there any other commission remarks? Hearing none. First thing we had listed this morning was the presentation of our 2023 service awards. We will get that rescheduled so we can allot time for everyone to have ample time to work that around their schedules and get that reset up to be in front of the commission. Try to do that next week. Any comments on that? Do we need to table that, or just
do we know a time yet?
We will.
If we don't know a date, I wouldn't table.
Yeah, we'll just skip over it and get it rescheduled to get an email sent out to all department heads, and we'll get a time set for that.
I just put later on my agenda.
Right. Yeah. Just rescheduled. I made some notes here. So our next order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 474543 through 474585, warrants 8312 through 8316. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for January 16th, 2024, and executive session minutes for January 16th, 2024. I will state there needs to be a correction on the January 16th regular session minutes. It will be on the first page. There is a name down there at the bottom. It would be referencing Dr. James Lutz with a U instead of an A.
I thought that got corrected.
Well,
but not in the one we got here.
Yeah, according to the one in front of me is still the A.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for January 16th, 2024 with corrections.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have the approval of Missouri Sheriff's Retirement Contribution. We are here to discuss and address the 5% contribution as an after-tax contribution for the Taney County Sheriff. With us this morning, we have our Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Doing good. Thank you.
I did some research on it. This is the 5%?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Paid towards. So the all county employees have SURF and loggers, correct?
That's correct.
And the county pays all of the loggers.
Correct.
And I wish Don was in here. If I say anything wrong, tell me. And then, because I'm going off memory. And then SURF, if you were an employee before 2005, the county pays all of the SURF contribution. After 2005, the employee pays it. Is that correct?
I'm not sure when the cutoff is. I just know that I started in 2001, and whenever I started, I was prior to. So up until I took office, both of my retirements were fully funded by the county.
And so I was Don's elected coming. After. Is this Don?
Yeah, it is Don.
Hey, Don.
Good morning, Miss Blue.
You're right.
Yes.
Kinda. What was the cutoff year, the change year from whenever the county paid for 100% of the retirements? Was it 05?
No.
No.
It was way before that. I came in 95 and they paid back. I think it's right 1995, 90, I'm guessing, but it's somewhere in there because whenever I started in 95, the county was paying it.
They were paying it up until it was 2000 something. It's when an audit was done and they found that there was other offices.
On loggers?
Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about SURF.
SURF,
I'm sorry.
SURF.
SURF is when they paid the first year that we had to pay out, which was, correct me, 2001. They paid 1%, then they went to 2%, then they went to 3%, and then the following years. And by the fourth year, they went to 4%, where employee paid all of it. But employee paid 1%, then they paid 2%, then they paid 3%, and then they paid 4%.
And but in the beginning, the employees, the county paid. The SURF was paid. The SURF is paid through your collector, your assessor, your recorder's office for the benefit. That, yes, that's how it's paid. And it kept it all afloat until they had an audit. And so then they had to come back and raise the amount. And
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
I know mm-hmm. that the county, when they started that in 2001, they just sent out a letter and all counties have to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
So, still those departments pay in to SURF for those who are grandfathered in. But those who are not grandfathered in are new employees after 2001, they have to pay that
4%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's what I was asking. So anybody who's employed before a certain date
right.
was grandfathered in.
Right.
So I was not grandfathered in. So no. I'm paying on my retirement for SURF, correct?
Right.
But other elected officials that were grandfathered in, is the county paying for their? They're
yes.
employed before, an elected official now, or changed
yes.
offices or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. So where would Sheriff be, I guess, with that?
What year did you start?
It was February 10th of 2001, and my SURF was paid for by the county up until I took office.
Mm-hmm. So my...
Well, yours... Okay, it wouldn't have changed if you took office. It shouldn't have changed.
Sheriff doesn't get SURF anymore. He has...
That's right.
Correct.
Because they got their own retirement fund.
I'm sorry.
But I guess that's my point, though. Had my thinking is, and again, tell me if I'm wrong, my thinking is if it were still SURF, then it would have carried over.
Yes.
And so the county would have been paying that portion
correct.
Anyways.
Correct.
So instead of paying mm-hmm. towards SURF, it can pay towards the sheriff retirement fund. Had he not been an employee prior to that,
he
would have paid it.
Right.
And so I guess that's how I look at it is he was, because we have elected officials that were employees
right.
that are now elected officials
mm-hmm.
that are getting it. Paid
right.
for by the county.
Correct.
So what's the difference? Is how I'm looking at it. And had he not?
The only difference is that only difference that I can see is that he's going to have to pay 5%.
Right.
But other than that, no.
Yeah.
And then how much do we pay towards the prosecutor?
$1,100 and some dollars, $1,100 every month.
Monthly.
Okay. So that's probably a 5%. No, that's more than
that's
that.
More than that.
That'd be more than that. That'd be almost 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then the percentage that the county is paying on employees,
mm-hmm.
all employees, is what percentage is the county paying to SURF on all employees?
The county's only paying, what I pay out of their check is only 4% that comes out of their check.
Out of the checks. But all the other employees, is the county paying anything to SURF for all those other employees? No. No.
Other than the recorder and...
Yeah, that was hired after a certain date. the employees that were hired before that, the county is not paying anything retirement on it.
Right. Go ahead.
I thought you were saying they were grandfathered in. So
they are grandfathered in, but they don't have to pay. We don't pay anything, and they don't pay anything.
Nothing is paid to serve on it. It has always been paid through the collection of your delinquents, through the collector's office, your assessor's office.
The employee doesn't pay it, though.
No, the employee does not
pay it. It's paid for through some sort of revenue that the county gets.
The county doesn't pay it on any of the employees that were hired before 2001.
Recorder pays
the money come from
to
pay it?
And the collector pays in so much, and the assessor evidently, those ones you've mentioned.
Prior to?
Every month they pay in so much. But that covers everything.
So it's still being paid.
It is being paid.
It's still a revenue, it's revenue to the county that's paying it.
The people of Taney County that pay delinquent taxes and stuff are paying it.
The people of Taney County that are, or the visitors of Taney County are paying anything that goes into funds that turn around and pay stuff
out.
So to sit there, it's still a revenue coming in and revenue going out, or an expense going out.
But when you said that
it's
they
not
were
coming
paying.
Out of the.
So there is a payment from Taney County going to serve monthly or quarterly.
Regardless of where the funds come from, it's not an employee paying. It is coming from it is coming from a fund that is a revenue to the county, right?
Because whenever the recorder, she
didn't. Hold on, right? You're looking at me, Sheila, like, no, I'm not right.
I'm just waiting for you to finish. I know where you're going, but I'm waiting for you to finish. Go ahead.
Well, I asked a question. It's a revenue coming into the county, and therefore it is an expense that the county is paying on behalf of those employees hired prior to whatever that date is in 2001.
Is that the state statute? Yeah. Is that the state statute as when it's collected?
All I'm going to say is that before 2001, those employees, somehow it's getting paid.
Yeah.
And it's not coming out of their personal checks.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to
say. It was paid directly to SERF when it's collected. When it's collected by the collector or the assessor, it's paid directly. It's paid over on a line item, and then the treasurer sends it directly to the SERF.
Right. I agree with that. The funds get turned over to the treasurer. She sends them to SERF. SERF is the one funding this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So whether I collect it or not, SERF is still paying it.
But you are collecting funds for it.
Yes.
I guess the point is the employees prior to that date are not paying it out of their paychecks.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So because of that, I don't have a problem with it. But again, now if there's something I'm missing.
Well, this is a new statute that was put in. And we're just talking the position, nothing against the sheriff. When the salary changed in the sheriff's position, it's associated with the judge's percentage of, and the 5% of that salary is what is paid into. That is a little different. It's paid for the retirement, the sheriff's retirement fund, and that will change every July or whenever the salary changes that. So in checking with other counties, which I'm sure you probably did that too, because in the research, is the statute reads that if the county elects, they tell from the Zero Service Association, it tells how that's to be handled. That is the mandatory contribution is to be an after-tax contribution and shall be included as part of the taxable income, no matter who's paying it. And it allows the Sheriff's Association to take private donations from citizens or groups that can also be paid into that fund. That's part of the statutes that it, explains. When the sheriff had their when the retirement system did their audit, explaining exactly